sir.
If you are a business owner struggling in today's economy or just have questions on how to bring your business into the 21st century, this is a live call-in talk show, and we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. So give us a call at 866-660-5759. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and get today's free downloadable report at our website at mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Now, here's Corey.
Welcome back to Minding Your Business Radio on the Business Survival Radio Network. This segment sponsored by Ziera.com, your website and internet marketing specialist. And we do have Lynn Ray Stanfield on the program today. We're talking about outsourcing your marketing department. We've also got Charlie Thompson with Ennis Thompson Media. And we're talking, Charlie, about electronic media, radio and television. And we got, of course, as always, myself, Corey Stafford, and Glenn Bowman. We're your host, and let's go back to that. And Lynn was telling a story at break. One of the things that the benefit of outsourcing anything is you outsource it to people that do it every day versus maybe you do it part-time. We were telling a story about, basically, I told a story about how I got, you know, not ripped off, but paid more money than I should because I didn't know what I was buying. But, Lynn, you were telling that story about Google. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I had a client that was down south of Dallas, and he had been working on and building his own and marketing his own website online for about 8 years. And he called me. I went down to talk to him, and he says, I don't understand. I've been doing this for 8 years, and I'm not found anywhere on Google for any keywords. And I said, well, what have you been doing? He says, I've done everything Google told me to do. And I started kind of laughing. I said, I'm not laughing at you, but I said, Google is... it's not in their best interest to tell you how to get to the top of the search engine for free. And it's like a pay-per-click marketing, an AdWords campaign. They're going to give you some advice that's good, but their goal is to get you to spend as much money as possible.
That's a good point. And basically, you were telling me I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you. No. So.
Well, you know, we had kind of had the same thing. I think we went down that kind of that same path and paid a little extra money to Google or GoDaddy or something, and spent time with people on the phone, had a service. And I think within 2 or 3 weeks, we talked to Lynn Ray about it, and boy, am I glad that we outsourced that. That's all I can say, because our quality is maybe 50 times better than if I, you know, Corey and I were spending 2 or 3 hours a day doing it.
Well, let's talk about outsourcing your marketing department. We've got two sides to it. Pretty much, this will get most everything that you're really advertising now, is it? The electronic market, which is radio and television, and then you got the internet side, which is, you know, marketing your website, search engine optimization, and pay-per-click. Now, that's just about everything we do besides database marketing, which is electronic, I guess, or it falls in that side.
Yeah, and we're even looking at outsourcing that potentially.
So, but Charlie, let's get back to radio and television advertising. So how does it work if a business owner wants to know about advertising on TV and radio and maybe thought it was not cost effective? Because a lot of times, you know, what I found out about radio and television is you got to get on there and you got to stick it out. It is a long-term investment. How do they go about it if they want to talk to someone like you? How does it work?
You know, Corey, we just sit down and we talk about the goals and what the company is trying to accomplish, who are their target audience, who are they trying to bring in the door, and then we try to design something that will work for them. Radio advertising is very effective. Television is a very effective if it's an eye, something you need to show them. But radio is quite effective, and I'll give you the example today. If you're out driving around, 40 to 45% of all the commercials you're going to hear today are car dealers. Now, you would think, well, how can that work for those guys if every other commercial you hear on the radio is a car dealer? Well, that ought to tell you that it works, and that's why they do it and have been doing it and continue to do it. I represent a car dealer, and we are one of those people that you're going to hear this weekend because we run 8 to 10 spots a day on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays because we know it works.
It brings the people in, or they wouldn't do it. Cause
that's right. We know it works. We get response. We get people talking to us about our commercials. But we know it works, even though there's that many car dealers on the radio. Radio works.
Well, I know a guy that owns a string of dealerships in Dallas, and they're spending about $100,000 a month on radio media advertising. That means they got to be generating $1 million in profit.
Probably.
They've got to be.
Mm-hmm.
So Why do they do it? Because it works.
That's right.
But it's not a game an amateur needs to jump in and start doing on his own.
Because the rates, as we talked about earlier, the rates on radio stations are based on whatever they think they can get. It's really that. You'd think it's supply and demand, and you're going to, unfortunately, the old adage of liars figure and figures lie, radio station will bombard you with data on all this information. You got to know which of the data actually means something and which of it will have a positive effect on your business, and then base your spending on that.
Well,
and that is something you don't, an amateur cannot do because you don't even know what they're showing you.
I think all of them except for 660 AM, The Answer, Case Guy.
Exactly. Well, one of the things I did is I don't pay attention to the data.
Mm-hmm.
If I know the station, and I don't care how many people are listening, I really don't, because I just care if the right people are listening.
That's all.
That's all I need as an advertiser. You know, not from the radio. I want a lot of people to listen for the radio program. But as far as we're sponsor on the show, Simply Quick Business Loans, I only need the right people to be listening.
Yeah. You want to talk to the people who are ready to buy, the people who need your products and services, the people who are into what you're talking about. Because there's going to always be, I don't care what station you're listening to, there's going to be some people listening to that station that are not going to buy from anybody.
Well,
that's just the way life is.
If you want to talk to Charlie, and we're not here advertising Charlie's services, but we're here having him as an expert on the program. But if you want to talk to Charlie, all you got to do is go to Minding Your Business Radio website and hit the Contact Corey button, and I'll send you his information. Charlie's been our media buyer since 1995, 6, or 7, depends on who you ask.
Hey, Charlie, is there a minimum time that someone should commit for, say, radio advertising?
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Because I have the same issue managing AdWord campaigns for clients. I tell them, you know, there's a certain amount of time we need to commit to this to make sure that it's going to work for you.
You know, Lynn, the best answer I've ever had for that is to give an example.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a car dealer, a Lexus dealer, and you had 20 Lexus, the big ones, the LS460, and you put a radio spot on one station, one commercial, and you said, I'm going to sell these brand new Lexuses for $5,000, you only need one spot, and every car's gone. Now, you see, they don't sell them that way, so they have to advertise more than that.
Right.
So it depends on your offer. It depends on how much your product and service is needed, mm-hmm. how much you have to do. But ironically, it depends also on what you do, on when you advertise. At the break, we were talking about the fact that radio stations generally charge less for Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays than they do for Thursdays and Fridays. Why? It's because the car dealers. I just said that earlier. Car dealers are hammering Thursdays and Fridays, so they're using up all their inventory, and it's a supply and demand business.
I think, Charlie, what you're saying makes total sense, but I do think there's something missing in what Lynn Ray was saying, and that is that car dealers, you can see them. Mm-hmm. You've probably seen the name. You hear it. There's not an adoption or a credibility issue that needs to be overcome. It's not that repetitive of a mm-hmm. new type of business. If you have a type of business like Lynn Ray's or ours, I think there's probably an adoption period that, you know, our radio commercials had to go through. And I think we've seen that, Corey, as we track our results by media channel. And is there some kind of, you know, minimum, you know, let's try it for X weeks or X commercials or whatever until you're, you know, kind of sticking in people's minds? Is there kind of a minimum for an industry that doesn't kind of have that instant recognition that the auto industry has?
Yeah, you're going to want to really do a three-month campaign. They call it 13 weeks because everybody thinks, well, there's 4 weeks in a month. But
4.3333.
In 3 months, there's 13 weeks. So you want a campaign. But again, it gets back to the type of business. Another good example is you don't call a plumber till you need one.
Right.
So why are the plumbers advertising all the time? Because when you need him, he wants you to remember, call Billy Bob's Plumbing. Or
you catch him on that day.
That's right.
So, I've heard those guys before. Yeah, I need it now.
That's right.
One of the things that I've learned, and I've learned a lot of stuff about advertising, is you got to believe in it. And you better stick it out.
Yeah,
you can go in and spend a whole lot of money, and if you're expecting to get results on any type of marketing immediately, then your expectations are not exactly in the right place. My experience has been that you got to get in there and stick it out, and and monitor it, track it. We track and monitor all the results on a monthly, well, sometimes on a weekly and monthly basis. And when we come back, I want Lynn to talk about this pay-per-click stuff. A lot of people are not, you know, familiar with, if you're not familiar with it, and also internet marketing. Well, you can outsource all this to these guys or people like them. When we come back, we'll talk more about outsourcing your marketing department right here on Minding Your Business Radio.
The answer 660 AM the answer.com The Michael Medved Show.
The Russian government may welcome Edward Snowden, but not so much gay athletes protesting Vladimir Putin's policies. And a leading government official says the way to strengthen the country is to study Hitler's policies and then imitate them. That's disturbing, but wait till you hear where that was said Monday on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, afternoons at 5, right after the Wells Report at 2, on 660 AM, The Answer. The Mike Gallagher Show.
There's a crisis on death row in Texas. The state is running low on the drug used for lethal injections. Maybe we need to help. Also, we'll find out what information has American embassies across the Middle East closing their doors. And we'll introduce you to a New Jersey man who writes a complaint letter to the president every single day.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at noon, on 660 AM, The Answer.
Most business owners have felt the pain from the last several years in this economy. I'm Corey Stafford, founder of SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com. I have been in the finance business for almost 30 years, and a few years ago, I saw the need for working capital loans for business owners without the hassle of all that bank paperwork and red tape. And besides, most business owners are going to be turned down for a bank loan anyway. So I founded SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com. Just a short application and a few bank statements and you can be approved and have your cash in as little as 48 hours. We base our loan approvals on your cash flow, not your credit. We're not a bank, so we don't offer bank terms, but when you need working capital fast, we can get you the cash now. We offer business loans from $5,000 to $1 million. It's simple and it's quick. Apply online at SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com or call 855-85-FUNDS. And be sure to listen to Minding Your Business Radio with me, Corey Stafford, every Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on 660 AM The Answer.
Hi, this is Lynn Ray Stanfill of Sierra.
There
I offer online consulting, internet marketing, and website design.
Sunday night,
you can
Wednesday
learn more by calling me at 800-294-2516 or visiting me online at internetmarketingandwebsites.com. Let me ask you three quick questions. Is at least 25% of your new business coming from the internet? Is your phone ringing from website leads? Are you making sales with your website? If you answer no, then something is wrong. What makes my service unique is that I take the time to understand your business needs and the clients you're trying to reach. Then for an affordable price, I will custom build a website that is built with client conversions in mind and tailor an online marketing program that will drive new leads and sales at the absolute lowest possible cost. I can typically increase your online leads and sales and decrease your expenses by significant margins. Learn more by calling me, Lynn Ray Stanfill, at 800-294-2516 or visiting me online at internetmarketingandwebsites.com.
$20 to $50 a click.
Most business owners have felt the pain from the last several years in this economy. I'm Corey Stafford, founder of SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com. I have been in the finance business for almost 30 years, and a few years ago, I saw the need for working capital loans for business owners without the hassle of all that bank paperwork and red tape. And besides, most business owners are going to be turned down for a bank loan anyway. So I founded SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com. Just a short application and a few bank statements, and you can be approved and have your cash in as little as 48 hours. We base our loan approvals on your cash flow, not your credit. We're not a bank, so we don't offer bank terms, but when you need working capital fast, we can get you the cash now. We offer business loans from $5,000 to $1 million. It's simple and it's quick. Apply online at SimplyQuickBusinessLoans.com or call 855-85-FUNDS. And be sure to listen to Minding Your Business Radio with me, Corey Stafford, every Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on 660 a.m. The Answer.
660 a.m. The Answer. 660 a.m. The Answer.com.
If you are a business owner struggling in today's economy or just have questions on how to bring your business into the 21st century, this is a live call-in talk show, and we're going to be taking your calls and answering your questions. So give us a call at 866-660-5759. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and get today's free downloadable report at our website at mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Now, here's Corey.
Secret agent man, secret agent.
All right, welcome back to Minding Your Business Radio and on the Business Survival Radio Network, Radio Network, right? This segment sponsored by A Year of Business Success. Check out this new video series on our website at Minding Your Business Radio. This series was done by Larry Wingett, who's been a guest on the show, and he's also on Fox News, Fox Business, Reality Star. Check it, and Randy Bennington, who's also been on the show. Check it out. This is a great video series where you, if you can't afford consultants to come and tell you how to run your business, this is 52 weeks of great business advice for literally not much
pennies,
money.
Pennies per employee.
Pennies per employee, exactly. If you just joined us, I'm Corey Stafford with Glenn Bowman, business consultant. We're talking to business owners and entrepreneurs. We're talking about outsourcing your marketing department. Now, whether you do outsource your marketing department or you do it yourself, one of the things we've learned many, many years is you got to track your results. This is the biggest mistake business owners make when they do marketing and advertising is they don't track their results. And if you don't track your results, you don't know where your leads or prospects are coming from. Charlie, you told me about 100 years ago, what'd you tell me? 50% of my advertising dollar is wasted, but I just don't know where the 50% is. That
yeah,
what you
that
said?
Was, I believe that statement actually was made by Mr. Macy, who started Macy's. He said 50%, and it may have been Kimball's, I don't know, but one of those guys way back there. He said 50% of all the marketing dollars I spend are wasted. I just don't know which 50% it is.
So that's you got to track your results. Now that's one thing we do. Glenn, how many pages of reports do you give me on marketing every month?
I'd say
a report. You give me a report. It's got 12 or 16 pages.
Right.
So we track every person that calls us, where they come from, how much money it generated or didn't. I've got graphs and charts and pivot tables and things I don't even know how to read. I have to get Glenn to walk me through it. But if you don't track your results when you're marketing, you're going to get bad results. So we were talking about how long do you commit to a media campaign. And I say the 3 months is a minimum, and I've been advertising for 20 years, but I say you got to, in your mind, you got to stick long-term commitment out there in your mind. You got to believe in it, and then you better track it.
And you need to.
Glenn Ray, let's talk about what we were talking about. I like this because we go to break, and we talk about stuff, and we come back, and we talk about it on the air because it's good stuff. Let's talk about what you were talking about. Glenn goes, what was I talking about?
That's exactly. I'm sitting thinking, what was
I think on three, about we all clicks. Three need to say talking about.
He's talking about three times, right? So
we were talking about, I have a client. We were talking about at different times of the year, business is seasonal, and your advertising rates will be seasonal depending on what you're doing as far as marketing.
All right, so Lynn Ray is a website and internet marketing consultant. You can find out about him and his services on mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Lynn Ray does all of our companies, mindingyourbusinessradio.com, simplyquickbusinessloan.com, and amusacommercialcapital.com. Lynn, we outsource all of our internet marketing and website functions to Lynn's company, Zierra.com.
And I thank you.
And I thank you. Exactly.
We thank you.
So you were telling me about the air conditioning guy. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I have a client who's talking about costs going up and down with the season.
Okay, hold on a second. If you mention his name, you got to pay me $50. Okay, go ahead.
He's got an air conditioning business here in town, and obviously an air conditioner is going to be very busy. You know, repairman's going to be very busy in the summertime.
I'm getting a new air conditioning put in Monday because mine went out in the main house.
Yeah, it's that lightning
the main
strike.
House.
Well, the living room.
Wow.
But his costs vary. I mean, as soon as the hot season's over with, his cost per click on a Google campaign can go down to $2 or less. But in the middle of the season right now, he's paying $20 to $50 for a single click for someone to visit his website.
Okay. And what kind of conversion rate is he seeing? How many clicks does he got to get before he gets a call or a contact?
I don't know his exact internal numbers, but we talk on the phone about every 3 days, and he'll say, hey, it's not going to get up to 100 degrees. You need to turn it down, turn it off. So I'm always making adjustments based upon the temperature of what's going on.
But obviously it works. Does he track it?
Oh, yes, he tracks it. And I say, do you know how much you spent last month? And he says, yes, but we installed 8 new units on an average of $3,000 or $4,000 per unit based upon profitability. We're making money.
Well,
so,
if you're a business owner and you're listening to us right now and you don't know what the heck Lynn's talking about when he says pay-per-click,
that's what you
this is my point. This is my point why you need to outsource your marketing department, because if all this sounds foreign to you, then you better get familiar with it and become an expert, or you better hire an expert. And I'll tell you, it's easier and cheaper to hire an expert that knows what they're doing, and the result, you'll get the results.
I'm convinced that unless you're in the business of doing it, you can't become an expert.
You cannot become an expert unless that's all you do and you go through the steps it took Lynn. Lynn, how long have you been doing this?
15 years.
Charlie, I know you've been doing this for, you've been in the marketing and advertising for what? You got 50 years?
Well, not quite. All of 40, though.
And, you know, you've been able to move into the new way of doing business, because 10 years ago there were no pay-per-click, there were no internet marketing. I mean,
Corey, when you think about it, 10 years ago we didn't have the DVRs, the recorders, to skip television commercials. You know, we'd record shows.
Oh, that's a good
My
point.
Wife and I, you know, and I'm a marketing guy, I ought to be watching commercials, but we don't. We record the shows we want to watch, and then we click through and we watch an hour program in about 42 minutes, because mm-hmm. that's all it takes. But there are ways to combat that as a marketing person and to help a business still grow and get business off of different mediums, whether it's through the internet, whether it's through radio or television. There's ways to combat that, and it's going to get more prevalent because it's becoming easier and easier not to watch commercials.
You know, something that just occurred to me is that if you think about it, at one time, to have anything big or innovative or world-class, you had to be a big company.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the stuff that's happened in the last 10 years with the whole economy, now small businesses can have service providers. I think of like Lynn Ray, mm-hmm. that can do all the things that a big company can do.
Yeah.
Well, it's a unique time in our world, because a small businessman has the access of all the stuff the big guys got. In fact, can even do it better in a lot of cases.
It is easier today for anybody starting out in business to get in front of more people than you could ever do 20, 30 years ago, when you literally had to go door to door, passing out business cards and flyers saying, hi, my name is Lynn Stanfill and I do this.
Well, we're about out of time today. I want to thank Charlie Thompson, Ennis Thompson Media, Glenn Bowman, my sidekick.
Goodbye, America.
And Bobby Williams from Amusa Commercial Capital, and Lynn Ray Stanfield from Azera. I want to leave you with my final thought about owning and running a business today. The Bible has a lot of things to say about running your business. Proverbs 22:1 says, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. You cannot survive in today's business world without a good name. So many business owners forget this principle in their daily practices. Well, that's all I got today. We'll see you next week on Minding Your Business Radio.
Every week, Corey Stafford brings guest experts from different fields to take your calls and questions. So, if you own a business, want to own a business, or are in business management, visit our website for more information, mindingyourbusinessradio.com. Listen every Saturday, because we are Minding Your Business.